You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has met with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali. It's been a conversation 6 years in the making. The last time an Australian leader met with China's president was in 2016, when President Xi met with former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Albanese says it's an important step.
Having the meeting is a successful outcome because for 6 years we have not had any dialogue. And it is not in Australia's interest to not have dialogue with our major trading partner.
During that time, Australia's relationship with China has deteriorated. In 2020, China issued trade sanctions against Australia worth $20 billion a year on key goods like wine, barley and rock lobster exports. Mr. Albanese has downplayed the prospects of swift change on those trade sanctions, but says he's confident work can be done to overcome challenges in the bilateral relationship.
Today, I think both countries took an important step to moving forward. There are many steps, of course, that we are yet to take, and where I have said consistently since before I became Prime Minister, we'll cooperate where we can, disagree where we must, and act in the national interest.
During the 32-minute dialogue, Mr. Albanese says he raised other points of tension in the relationship. Among those were human rights concerns in Xinjiang, maintaining the status quo with Taiwan, and the detention of Australian journalist Cheng Lei and writer Yang Hanzhong in China.
People are aware, it was acknowledged that we have differences. We have different systems. And our system works differently from the Chinese system, where we're an open democracy. And therefore, this is part of our process that we have of our system. We acknowledge that there are differences there, but that we need to be open and honest about those differences going forward.
Meanwhile, the Chinese president congratulated Mr. Albanese on his election win and said the relationship between the two countries is important. President Xi says China-Australia relations deserved to be cherished.
You have made a number of remarks on China-Australia relations on a number of occasions and have repeatedly said that you will deal with China-Australian relations in a mature manner. I attach great importance to your opinion.
He noted there have been difficulties in recent years and urged Australia to change, maintain and develop the relationship. Many are questioning whether this could mark the beginning of thawing relations between China and Australia. Rowan Kallick from Griffith University's Asia Institute has told the Nine Network it's a significant meeting for both parties.
Xi Jinping, you know, he had this recent huge important party congress, which he took power for another five, probably 10 years, and he switched the legitimacy of the party from the fading economy to stressing that he was going to keep China safe from a hostile world. So international relations has been hugely elevated recently under Xi Jinping.
Mr. Kallick says given that context, a meeting with Xi Jinping has knock-on effects and could set the tone for future discussions.
So all these talks carry a lot more weight, and we can see he talked before, he talked with Albanese, he talked with Joe Biden for 3 hours, and Biden wants to manage the competition between them so it doesn't turn into conflict. So that was the kind of context, and for us, very important, because messaging from the top in China cascades down. Mm. So seeing the top guy is going to help a lot in arranging meetings further down.
There are reports the two leaders have since had a second, more informal conversation during the G20 gala dinner in Indonesia. The four-minute talk between Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Chinese President Xi Jinping and his wife, Madame Peng Liyuan, has been described as a warm discussion. While this apparent diplomatic thaw hasn't yielded any formal outcomes as of yet, only time will tell whether it will pave the way for a new chapter in Australia-China relations. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.